Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's a great day to be live in Pittsburgh, PA. The kids are back to school in most places, at least in our neighborhood they are. And football, real ass football, is now just 9 days away, 12 days away for your Pittsburgh Steelers. Good morning, friends, Yinzers, countrymen. This is another scintillating edition of Cabali and Mac. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about, actually. It's cut down day, which means by 4 o'clock, the 53-man roster for the Steelers will be set. Cut it out, Joey Gladstone. Alanis Morissette wrote songs about him. Alongside legendary Steelers reporter and insider Mark Cabali, who you can find on the Pat McAfee Show. I'm just a guy in his basement, Chris Mack, getting ready to play some Shaboozy records later.
With his hat on backwards, and Colin Coward would not appreciate that.
No. I still go with the backwards hat look every
week. I think that was the 90s, early 2000s, that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, this is my TJ hat, and I always run the risk that you're going to wear your TJ hat, and if we both wear TJ hats, we look like a couple of stooges.
You know what? You know what I did today? What? My TJ hat's white. By the way, I was at the game the other day, and some old guy pulled me to the side and said, "Look at this." And there was a picture of me up at training camp in the McAfee Show with the hat. He goes, "This hat, I've been asking everybody, where'd you get it at?" I'm like, "Well, that's a secret, my man." He goes, "Nobody has that kind.
Gotta know people." But I gotta know people.
It was all dirty and sweaty. So
did you wash it?
I threw it in the dishwasher. Oh, my goodness. Brand new.
Really? I've tried that in the past. I tried that a long time ago with fitted hats. I'd put them in the dishwasher and that special thing. They used to sell a little rack that you would put it in. And they always came out never the same.
No, it was perfect. Nice and clean. Perfect. That top rack, you know, a little spray on it. Boom.
Wow. A little OxyClean on there. Got a brand new hat. I heard there's some people that are a big fan of your hat. Mine is still better, by the way. Give me an icy light hat.
Everybody wants a hat.
Who's the latest?
Oh, it was wide receiver coach Zach Azzoni. He comes up to me and goes, "Hey, man, how you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, good. How you doing?" Because we weren't allowed in the locker room yesterday after practice because of the cutdowns, happening. And so we're outside. He goes, "Like that hat?" And I said, "Yeah, I can get you one," which I can't. You know, what am I going to say? And at the time. But, yeah, I mean, it's a very popular hat. Very popular.
Maybe we call up our boy Neil. He might be able to take care of something for us.
I think it's only this style. Nobody wants that thing that you could wear.
This is a great hat. All I have to do when I'm out is point at my hat when a bartender asks me what I want. I literally point at the hat and they go, "Oh, I see light. Okay."
I was at Giant Eagle last night. And I saw a big icy light display and I'm like, "Can I get any big Yinzer, more Yinzer than that?" As Mikey and Big Bob would say, Yinsplosion.
Exactly. The IC Light Berry going to be out soon. Have you pre-ordered yours?
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm excited, actually.
I'm a good little berry. I mean, if it's as nearly as good as the mango, I'm going for it.
Absolutely. So we got to thank Southwest Greens for their support. I just clicked on the wrong button, but they are all in on supporting Cabali and Mac, and we appreciate them. Follow them on social media. If you check them out on Instagram, they post a lot of the work that they do. They've done some stuff at Neville Wood recently. They could do stuff in your home, obviously, not just commercial business. They can make your yard look great. You won't have to spend nearly as much time, money, effort, all that on the maintenance of your yard, because it'll be beautiful year round, beautiful artificial surface. They could do it around your pool area, kids play area, whatever it may be, whatever you want done. Get a hold of Jake at southwestgreenspa.com. We got to thank them for supporting the show as well here on Cabali and Mac on cut down day. We'll get to the cuts that have already been made and maybe any surprises, any other surprises that may hit us before 4 o'clock. But I wanted to start with a couple of things that were said yesterday by the head coach and QB1. Speaking of quarterbacks, though, by the way, Mike Tomlin was asked yesterday about QB3, I guess we would call him.
Positive reviews, meeting with the hand specialists. We've increased his level of activity. We've altered the brace that you mentioned. And so he's moving in the right direction in terms of full participation very soon.
Will Hard sounding like he's going to be back and probably on the 53, I would suspect. Doesn't sound like a guy who would be ticketed for IR for the first four.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it, but they tend to speak out of both sides of their mouths.
Mass.
So I wouldn't quite rubber stamp it yet, but it definitely, I mean, I noticed the other day he's throwing the ball. He has had that smaller brace on for a while. Well, obviously you can't have the brace on when you throw it. I think it would behoove them.
Ooh, big word from you today.
To have him on the roster, man. You're not going you're going to be around if you're on the IR, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to get as much out of it if you're out there every day at practice, just sitting there having a chance to take a couple of reps. And I think they owe that to their sixth-round pick over a guy that, okay, what are you going to do in 5 weeks, 6 weeks? Say, okay, thanks, Skylar Thompson, but get out because Will Howard's coming off the IR. That's my opinion, but maybe they're just waiting around. After him saying that, it leads to believe that Will Howard's making this club, but, you know, at this point, I wouldn't be shocked either way.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how things shake out over the next, you know, 8 hours or so because – The roster shuffling has started all over the league, and we'll get into Amari Cooper signing in Vegas. Vegas made another move that I think is funny. You know, you got guys coming in off of their hold-ins like Trey Hendrickson and Terry McLaurin, but you're seeing rosters shuffle out, the depth pieces on rosters shuffle out already around the league. And I would suspect that when the, you know, game of musical chairs gets done, when the music stops on the quarterback portion of people's depth charts, there's a good chance Skylar Thompson ends up somewhere as a QB3.
It could be. I mean, I saw who just got cut. Easton Stick
got cut. Tommy DeVito got cut, but they've already got three quarterbacks, obviously.
Tommy Cutlets. He was more of a, I don't even know how to say it nicely, so I won't say it at all.
No, why are you worried about Tommy DeVito's feelings?
Well, if his agent wasn't on the sideline looking like he's come straight from Sicily, nobody would probably care about Tommy DeVito.
And by the way, a little bit of a sideshow.
Congratulations to Pittsburgh's own Ben DiNucci for getting a little gig, right?
He had a gig for like 6 days.
I'm saying that his college football gig, right?
I thought you were talking about Atlanta.
He's doing some
He's going to be working on CBS Sports college football broadcasts.
Yes.
So the Nooch has a gig. It's just not slanging the rock. It's watching the rock and talking about it. Yes.
You know, sometimes you got to get on with your life's work.
I love the fact that Ben embraces it, right? Like he took a picture of his beer at the airport bar the other day and said, nothing hits quite like the
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Just been cut for the seventh time beer. So he gets it. And he'll go do some work for CBS Sports. Good for the Nooch. But yeah, it increasingly sounds like Will Howard is going to be quarterback three, which makes sense. Because like you said, he gets more reps. You don't have to worry about cutting Skylar Thompson anyway in 4 to 5 weeks. It works out, I think. If he does end up seeing the field at all this year, the Steelers have much bigger issues than who their third quarterback is anyway. So
yeah, but this idea
idea that people had of Skylar Thompson jumping Mason on the depth chart was like,
I don't know.
What are we doing?
That's just ridiculous. I don't even want to acknowledge that anymore. But we said that about third quarterback and your season's over, but there was one guy 2 years ago when the third quarterback came on, your season picked that up.
Yeah, which is just gives you an idea of the quarterback wilderness they've been in for the last half decade.
Man.
Fifth straight opener with a different starting quarterback for the Steelers. Yeah. So
that might be a record. I know the record was 2 straight years of total turnover of quarterbacks, but at this point, it looks like they all might be back next year. If you keep the top three, right?
Oh, Rodgers back for another year.
Oh, he was playing that little game on the Cam Hayward podcast.
Yeah. He's gonna leave it open ended so people can go off into the offseason after whatever happens, wondering, is he gonna be back? Is he gonna be back? Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing Aaron doesn't mind, even though he says he hates the controversy that surrounds his name sometimes, he doesn't mind if people are talking about him. He ignores it all. So if people are talking about him, it's no skin off his nose. He just brushes it off.
We'll see how it is. I mean, if he comes out and they suck,
yeah,
that could change, you don't want him, right?
That could change the tune real quick. Thanks to the Dan Heck team for supporting Cabali and Mac as well. You're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. They are the people for you. They've been on board with us since day one, and we appreciate them. HeckTeamHomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, HeckTeamHomes.com. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area, they will take care of you. The whole team ready, standing by to help you find the perfect home for you and your family. And we appreciate them supporting the show as always. Speaking of quarterbacks, I mentioned QB1 talked. Talk to Adam Schein on Mad Dog Sports Radio on Sirius XM. And he was asked about, you know, a lot of people don't seem to have the highest expectations for you guys in this team. I mean, your win total in Vegas is 8.5, Aaron. What do you say to that?
What anybody's saying, what Vegas has a win total at or any of that nonsense. The most important thing is I feel like we came together as a group in La Trobe, and now can we put it together and then sustain it? Every team every year has periods of adversity that they have to overcome and battle and kind of go through it, like the bison running toward the storm. You gotta kind of run to it and embrace it.
This is great. We're gonna get to a new Tomlinism in just a second, but Aaron Rodgers is already speaking like Mike Tomlin before week one.
He seemed relaxed.
Yeah, I mean, bison running towards the storm.
Honestly, what did he say that was incorrect there? I mean, that is the big part of an NFL season, how you overcome those adversities. That was something they haven't been able to do recently, you know, late in the season, mid of the season. I totally agree with everything except for the bison stuff. I'd have to look that up.
You've never heard this?
No. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't really dive into my bison knowledge. I just eat it.
You be eating a lot of bison? Wait, are you going out on the Great Plains and hunting them yourself?
Well, they have bison burgers everywhere, right?
Anyway, the bison are known, herds of them. If there is a large storm approaching, rather than running from the storm to get away from it, they will run towards it so that they can run through it and get past it faster. See?
Sort of like when it's raining. Mm-hmm. If you run through the rain, you get wetter rather than if you walk.
No, yes, that's exactly what it is. I'm just going to let you have that one.
Very
okay?
Similar, right? You never heard that one.
It's something you hear a lot, in those leadership seminars and, motivational speakers will be like, bison, they run through toward the storm and through it rather than away from it. They embrace the challenges.
Shouldn't you just run to the left or the right? Get around it?
No, because you're not going to outrun it, theoretically. Bison understand that they're not going to outrun some huge storm. They're just going to get right through it. Head down, plow through.
Do they follow one bison or one What's the singular of bison?
Bison.
Is it? What's the plural of bison?
Bison. Okay. Don't you have a journalism degree?
When I was in CWF wrestling and I was the commissioner, we had a wrestler named Bison. He used to dress up in the furry outfit. He actually saved me when Shirley Doe hit me with a chair.
Was he related to Rhino?
But no. Yeah. Bison and Shirley Doe. Bison, I think he lived in West Newton. He messaged me on Facebook, I believe, about a couple months ago. And I'm like, who the heck's this? I'm like, oh,
Bison.
My goodness,
Bison. Obviously, it's Bison. A wrestler from West Newton should be named after an animal. That just sounds appropriate.
That's what I know about Bison. That and eating it.
In all seriousness, though, about Rodgers and the leadership factor, we joked about this being the fifth year in a row of a different starting quarterback. This is the first time they've had a starting quarterback, and this isn't a knock on Pickett or Rudolph or who am I forgetting? Who else has started week one? Oh, Russ, obviously, or Justin Fields. It's not a knock on any of those guys, but this is the first guy who's walked in and been intentional, I think. Russ did it maybe, but in his weird Russell Wilson sort of way. Very intentional about taking over that leadership role. I know you wrote about it this morning, about just the way he's sort of taken the offensive lineman under his wing. You know, I mentioned he's sort of adopting some of the Tomlinism kind of ways of speaking with the Bison analogy there. You know, ribbing Zach Frazier all the time, developing relationships with different guys. Again, for a guy who came in with a reputation that he had, he's done nothing to back up that reputation and everything to sort of dispel the notion that he's a bad guy in the locker room.
Yeah, we should learn. We all, there's a life lesson in there somewhere. The life
lesson. What do you always say about reserving judgment on people, Kaboom?
I mean, you can't believe what other people tell you about somebody. I mean, honestly, there's probably some people that don't like Aaron Rodgers for one reason or another, and that's fine, but that doesn't mean how he treats certain people might be different than how he treats, say, me or you or his players. Just because he treats this person, he doesn't like him, doesn't mean he's a bad person, you know. So I like to do that a lot. I mean, I don't – you have to be very careful because you fall into that, oh, Aaron Rodgers, oh, whoever, he's a piece of garbage. No, let me figure this out by myself. And that's why I'm, you know, creeping around in the locker room, just trying to get a sense of things. And you can see it.
Noted locker room creep, Mark.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I'll tell you right now, doing that story about Frazier, and I mean, there was no bullying going on or anything.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You know, like that, Frazier actually thought it was funny. Him actually trying to, you know, tease him a little bit. But every time I brought up the name Russell Wilson to somebody, they just gave me this look like, I'm like, okay, that says it all to me, you know.
Russ
at the time, they spoke highly of him, but I think they got tired of the, I mean, toxic positivity. And it was at times they were like, I mean, mostly all of them were like,
I think that stuff, well, first of all, I think Russ, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you're around it every day, Russ kind of works from the outside in. He wants the perception of him on the outside to be a certain way. So he then uses that as a basis for how he interacts with people, especially his teammates. Yeah. Rodgers kind of works, from what I can tell, from the inside out. He's worried about developing the relationships within the building and on the team, and even with some media members. And then whatever comes from that to the outside world is what the outside world's perceptions are. And I think that's more valuable when you're looking for leadership, like real leadership and relationship building. Again, it's not a knock on Russ necessarily. He's just a different dude and goes about it a different way. But like you said, that toxic positivity, it can be a real thing when that's all you get from someone is, hey, you're great. Everything's awesome, buddy. Go get them next play. Mm-hmm. When in reality, you need your quarterback to build a basis of not just belief in you, but like you need to trust that what they're telling you is legit and that they're not just blowing smoke up your ass.
Yeah. I mean, I like Russ. I like Russ a lot. I thought he was a decent player considering his age and what he had to come from and what he had to deal with and overcome with that injury. But he came across to me as a guy that worried about Russ first and the team second, at least image-wise.
That's what I,
Aaron Rodgers don't give a flying piss what anybody thinks of him.
And that's what I mean from working outside, inside out, Rodgers, instead of outside in, which is kind of how Russ worked. He wanted to curate that image that he had in public, and it worked. A lot of Steeler fans liked Russ until it fell apart at the end. They liked Russ the person, I think, but and a lot of Steeler fans might not like
on. He was always on.
Always. And I think a lot of people might not necessarily like Rodgers the person, like you said, for any of a number of reasons, right? But the one thing they won't be able to deny is that it seems like most of his teammates, if not all of them,
love him.
Like him.
Love him. I mean, not like him, just love him. It's unbelievable how many people love him in that organization right now. I mean, they haven't played a snap, of course, and think he hasn't had to deal with that adversity, but maybe this team needed somebody like, needs something like that. That 42-year-old rock solid. They haven't had a guy like that since Ben, but Ben even did it in a different way as well. Ben was 18, 20 years older than a lot of these guys. I mean, Spencer Anderson said, man, I was in elementary school when this guy was in the NFL. It's like, yeah, basically the entire offensive line was, but basically the entire team was.
Yeah.
But he comes across, is it a little bit different to be able to relate to guys? Ben would relate to guys on the field, then he'd go home to his family. Yeah. Seems like Aaron does everything he can do just to be one of the guys right now. Legit one of the guys. He doesn't feel like he needs to do it. He wants to do it. Ben, to me, felt like he felt that he had to do it.
So 12 days to go until kickoff in Jersey against the New York Jets. The vibes are high. The feels are good for Aaron Rodgers and the guys he's interacting with. What's the coach think of vibes and feelings? We'll let you hear what he had to say yesterday in just a second because there's another classic Tomlinism coming. Thanks to the guys at Third Do First In for supporting the show as well. Firefighter First Responder Podcast. Follow him on social media. And then Keith and Gino, if you follow the show and check out some of what they have on YouTube and on all the podcast platforms. Hear their stories about living that lifestyle that firefighters and first responders live. Some of their guests have incredible stories. And you can check it all out for yourself, whether you're already in that lifestyle, living that life, or you're just curious about what it's like. Third Do First Out. We thank them, Third Do First In, for supporting Kabali and Mac, and go check them out when you get a chance. I mentioned a new Tomlinism. I don't know if this one's going to stick. I don't know if this one fits on a t-shirt. If somebody down in the strip is already drawing up a cartoon that can go on a t-shirt next to this saying, but listen for it right here in the middle of this answer from Mike Tomlin yesterday about whether he feels comfortable with what he's seen from his first team guys on either side of the ball, even though they didn't play together a lot during the preseason.
Yourself into being confident, you can hide underneath your desk. I don't worry necessarily about how I feel, the emotional component of it, because it's just that. It's about putting these guys in position to work individually and collectively and being urgent about that work and understanding that everybody's got the same number of days and the answers to those questions, those bills are going to come due in a short period of time.
You can hide underneath your desk, Kaboom.
Hey. I mean, you know what, by the way, speaking of that, the next shirt for Tomlin has to have the word component. He uses it anywhere between 15 and 20 times per time he talks. Component. Everything's a component.
To be honest,
the component.
To be honest, component is a phrase that he latched onto in the last couple of years and uses all the time. to be totally honest, to be quite honest is a good one.
Which one means more? Which one has a bit better?
To be quite honest is like, hey, I'm not just being honest, but like I'm giving you the whole truth here, which invariably is not. But he says it to sort of back up what he's saying. There is not a knockoff t-shirt manufacturer in the Strip District that isn't worth their money, that isn't already coming up with a cartoon of someone hiding under their desk and a picture of Mike Tomlin on it. Like that's,
we should do that with our logo.
Do a picture of somebody hiding under a desk.
No, Tomlin hiding under a desk. It's a guy that represents him. No Steelers. Just put podcast on there.
All right, get to work on
it. I always wanted to have a shirt with a QR code on the back. You click on it, and it's like I don't know, me flipping you off or something. That'd be pretty funny.
You would go to all the work of making t-shirts with that just so you could troll people.
That would be funny though. or you know, click on it. Or better yet is have the QR code and it comes up with that stupid shot of me fake, you know, looks like I'm sleeping.
Yeah. That one, or you pretending to look scared on the back of the golf cart. There's a whole Kabali gallery.
Yeah, that was only a couple months removed from Achilles, double Achilles. So
yeah, there was
bad shape that year.
Yeah, there was reason for you to get carted off in that instance.
Well,
so
they still pick me up. They still cart me around. I'm like, yeah, what the hell?
If you can get the ride, take the ride, right? He said yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. I don't know. It's starting to blur together at this point because we're in that weird, silly season between the end of the preseason and start of the regular season, that they're still in development mode. I don't know how that's possible given that you've got 12 days to the regular season.
Timing. I think that's schedule calendar. He calls this development, and now this is over. They come back Monday, then they start.
Maybe the regular
that's
week.
What he talks about.
Maybe not Monday
because that's a bonus day. Once they come back on Tuesday of next week. No, they practice what, tomorrow? Then they're off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back Monday for Labor Day. Then the week starts. I think that's what he talks about, development stages of the calendar, I believe.
I think we've pushed past development at this point. You better know who's going to be on the roster and who's capable if you need to call on them, or who you want to stash on the roster, or whatever reason you may have for putting somebody on the 53. You better have a good reason for it. We were both surprised. They cut Cam Johnston. They haven't officially cut him yet. I know they put out a press release that said his contract was being terminated, which is interesting to delineate the verbiage like that, but whatever. But as far as I can tell, it's not officially on the NFL transaction sheet yet. So I'm doing a lot of hand motions here that basically indicate, is this still up in the air, or is there a reason they decided to go with Corliss Waitman?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it does now. You don't put out a press release and say somebody's terminated to bring him back. You know, the last couple of days when I was talking to Cam Johnston, he was acting very strange. He didn't want to talk. He was just like, it was something weird was going on here. And at that time I'm thinking, what is going on here? Maybe I'm just reading too much into it. Right. So I will go to my grave saying that he did not lose his job to Corliss Waitman. He just did not. There was extracurricular stuff, outside stuff that happened, which is the dead money. Not the dead money, the money they saved, the youth. He's 3 years younger, and potentially a safer pick because he's only, he's 11 months removed from the surgery. Because there's no way you saw him through OTAs and minicamp and the preseason games and training camp and say that Corliss Waitman was so much better that he won this job. No, he wasn't. He was not better. Last year, they got a big sample of Corliss Waitman. Maybe that where it came in, and you were able to save, what, maybe $500,000 this year? $500,000 is a lot to them. It's a lot to them. Trust me. They cut long snappers over 500 grand before. So he did not beat him out in my eyes. I think if it was everything was even, Cam Johnson's your punter. And I did not say, and you want me to get me rolled up here?
Yeah, let's get you riled up. Let's go.
By the way, there was a tweet put out by one person that we all know that sort of had me quoted of saying something, which happened to be not one word that was in that quote came from my mouth, saying that it was a done deal and they made up their mind already. I made up my mind already, and I explained why, of the reason why that I thought Cam Johnson was going to be the punter. He's very consistent. So to sit there and make it sound like I'm wrong. I mean, I'm wrong all the time. Everybody's
wrong. You weren't
wrong.
Providing inside info. You were providing opinion.
Yes. Not only that is, I mean, just tweet what I say. I mean, well, I mean.
Sometimes that doesn't get as many clicks.
I will say this about any aggregators out there watching. They tend to, you know, take stuff and create content from some things that I say are right. Do it. I love it. More the merrier. But just
get it right.
Get it right. Represent it correctly. And the one kid, I think his name's Josh Carney from Steelers Depot, does a pretty good job of that.
Josh seems like a good fella.
He actually represents what you're saying there rather than throwing some kind of crap against the wall and cutting off stuff here and there. So the bottom line is that was my opinion that this was a day one job. I did not get no inside info. You think like 6 months ago that, again, you know, like, hey, Mark, come here. Cam's winning this job regardless. Come on.
Well, I do think it's funny that we're talking about the punter. I mean, of the 53 guys on the 53-man roster, the punter is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of like 48th to 49th on the priority list. So, look, if Corliss Waitman comes out and is shanking punt after punt and averaging 36.5 yards, okay, we'll have something to talk about. But I do think, for the most part, it's a punter. And as much as we like Cam Johnston because he's got that Aussie sort of attitude and did boom some kicks and seemed to be more consistent and a little more accurate when he was trying to place kicks, ultimately it's a punter. And if you lose a game because of a bad punt, there's probably more things going on in that
game.
But,
you know, in the past, they haven't dealt with it. They went out and got another one. Who was that? A couple years ago, the veteran guy they brought in stunk. And they end up yanking him real quickly. So, I mean, if you're not doing your job, they will definitely move on from you. I'm sure Cam Johnson will find somewhere else to land. But
Schefter did tweet something that the Saints had reached out to the Steelers about Waitman, which was interesting. So, I don't know. If you're not dealing a fourth-string quarterback for a seventh-round conditional pick or future considerations, you're probably not dealing a punter either for something similar. Like, I don't see teams, especially today when guys are going to be cut all over the league, I don't see teams lining up to trade for certain players. If they're able to get something for Cam Johnston, great, but I don't know if they can even do that now. If the contract's officially been terminated, or they were just telling us in that press release, we're about to terminate it. It doesn't, again, we're talking about punters. There's so many other things going on.
I mean, we talk about minutia way too much. We talk about, I saw somebody in the comments mentioned Dylan Cook got cut. Okay. Calvin Anderson and Spencer Anderson, the Anderson brothers. They're not brothers. They're not related. Or your swing tackles or backup tackles. Yay. I mean, okay. I mean, Dylan Cook. It's Dylan Cook. What are we talking about here?
Right. So, well, look, it's that time of year because it's cut down day and people are going to focus on the guys that get cut. Like, we could sit here and talk for a couple minutes about Max Hurlman if we wanted to.
Oh, I feel bad now. I feel real bad about this.
Great kid.
By far.
Had the backflip in the end zone. Ross Tucker was on with us a couple months ago telling us about how much he loved Max because he's from Wyomissing and Ross's area. And again, seems like a great kid. Worked his ass off throughout mini camp to make the tryout to make the team, mini camp and training camp. It's just numbers game. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully he sticks to a practice squad and gets another opportunity.
Yeah, he by far the last one on the field yesterday, right? And before he got off the field, he got down on one knee. And I don't know, he was just like soaking it in. They didn't make any cuts yet, right? He yeah. comes off and walks right by me. I'm like, hey, Max, hey, good luck. Like, you know, I hope you make the team, good luck type of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
It might have been come across like, hey, good luck, you already got cut. And after I saw he got cut, I was like, man, I hope he didn't take that. Like, I already knew he got cut or something. But he can find his way on the practice squad. So, I mean, he's just, I think he's a guy you would like.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Keep around, in my opinion, because he can do so many things to help you out in practice squad. If you want him to play corner because you need somebody for a corner for a practice, he can do it. He can do the punt return. He can do the wide receiver. He can do the running back. Those are guys you need to help prepare for a game. He's the Rudy, you know?
Yeah.
So whatever. Go up there and make your other guys better.
Are you saying, Mark Cabali, that Max Herrlman's definitely going to make the practice squad?
No, why don't you tweet that? Max Herrlman's going to make the practice squad and be rookie of the year, too. Oh,
all right.
No, Steelers great insider. Right.
So, any other surprises you expect before 4 o'clock this afternoon?
The guys they're keeping on to right now is obviously their guys are either trying to
make decisions about
or try to, you know, when everybody dumps everybody.
Right.
But they still got to clear waivers, these guys. So nobody's going to get past anybody if you want. I always say this. There's 31 other teams out there hoping their guy gets through waivers. So if you put your guy on, cut him, there's a good chance that he's going to clear waivers. You can get him back if you want him. There's a good chance. As for cutting wise, I mean, you still have to be up in the air about the Howard Dillon, not Dillon, Skylar Thompson thing. I still think it's Will Howard will make the team, obviously, and be that third quarterback, but you never know until you hit it. Guys like Beanie Bishop wasn't around. He's been banged up. Does he go on short time or IR? Because who knows what's wrong with him? Those things have the trickle-down effect to the roster. Obviously, DeMarvin Leal is released. Trice is a big one. Is Carson Bruner going to be there? But I don't think there's anybody. I mean, Robert Woods is staying on the team right now until they go try to find somebody.
Well,
and like I told you 14 days ago, whatever it is, they're trying to find somebody.
Well,
they're going to find him? I don't know.
Amari Cooper is definitely not going to be that guy. He signed in Las Vegas.
Back home, almost.
An incentive-laden deal. And that was one of the big-name moves that happened over the last 24, 48 hours or so. You had Hendrickson getting his one-year raise in Cincinnati. You had Terry McLaurin getting paid in Washington. And then, now, neither one of those really was going to have a major effect on the Steelers. I know there were people still clinging to the desperate threads of a dream that were Terry McLaurin and the Steelers ending up together. That was probably never realistic. The Hendrickson thing obviously does impact the Steelers because they're going to play him twice this year, and we'll see how Broderick Jones handles that. But the Cooper to Las Vegas thing does go to show you that certain veteran guys, when they're looking to catch on at the end of training camp or end of preseason, are going to wait for a spot that they like the most rather than maybe going someplace new or maybe just not even playing at all.
People don't seem to grasp that a lot. Mari Cooper went to Raiders Vegas. Where were the Steelers at? Maybe he just wanted to go to Vegas. Maybe he wanted to go back to the Raiders organization where it all started at. I mean, there's always two to tango here, man, which was crazy about Amari Cooper to me was it was just so quiet forever. He might have been just waiting for this moment.
Well, the door might not have opened until the Jacoby Myers stuff started to come out. And this is a way for the Raiders to kind of insulate themselves against whatever Jacoby Myers may want to do. His contract is ridiculous, though, I think. So, you know, you immediately, as Steeler fans or people who pay attention to the team, you see a wide receiver who's disgruntled, and we instantly get our antenna up and go, ooh, Jacoby Myers. But I don't know if that would seem realistic either.
Well, I mean, everybody's possible. I see Adam Thielen had a chance to go back to Minnesota, but they couldn't agree on a deal potentially from Carolina trying to get rid of him. I know the Steelers were highly interested in him last year at the deadline. But if the Vikings aren't going to be able to make a deal, I don't know if you would want him here anyways. I don't think that would mean he would come here. I mean,
well, that sounds more like a, hey, Minnesota really wants to bring him back to insulate themselves against the Jordan Addison absence for the first 4 weeks of the season. Whereas the Jacoby Myers thing is, hey, I want out. And the Raiders are saying, well, that's too bad. You're under contract, so you can show up and play.
Who else was recently like that? Who did? Oh, the guy from San Francisco. Who didn't make his contract.
Yeah. Juwan Johnson?
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
Or Jennings, sorry. Yeah, that nothing, because when you're under contract, it's very similar to the Cam Hayward deal, right? Like, hey, no, not total apples to apples, because again, Cam and the relationship with the organization goes back years and all that. But like, you're under contract, you can show up and play, or you can stay home and not get paid.
Yeah. I mean, Tyler Boyd's out there, but something tells me he might end up in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Jets, we'll see. I think he would be very much willing to come here, but I just don't think they're interested.
They don't seem to have any interest at all. That could have been done months ago if they were interested in Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, keep an eye on like Miami or Jets for Tyler or something like that. And he does, I believe he does have a home in Miami as well. He has one in LA too, but he has a bunch of houses.
Bunch of houses. Claret guy with a bunch of houses.
I don't think that's an option. So all of a sudden you're running out of options to go find somebody. You'll find somebody will be cut today. Be like, ooh. You know, I saw Omar yesterday. And I said, Omar, what are you doing? He goes, what? I said, Yinzer Nation's expecting you to go out there and be the con artist.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Get us a wide receiver.
He goes, this ain't the trade deadline. I'm like, there's expectations, Omar. There's expectations. He was just laughing. We were just fooling around.
It is expected. Like, it's still the biggest question on the roster. Can Austin step up and be that dude? He's healthy again, full participant, it sounded like, as close to it as possible. But until we see it, we're not going to believe that he's capable of being that guy.
But what do I know? I thought Cam Johnson was a better punter. So what do I know?
Fair point. I do think when you're in a season where you've decided that you are all in, all the chips are pushed to the middle of the table like they've done with Rodgers and Ramsey and Metcalf, well, you got to do your best to insulate yourself at every position from either injury or underperformance. And they haven't done that at wide receiver. I mean, it's DK. And like I've said before, a bunch of threes and fours until they prove otherwise.
They don't believe in one, two, threes, and fours.
Yeah, that's great.
They loved their wide receiver room last year up until they got DK and said, well, we needed some help in that receiver room. Really? We've been asking this for 6 months now, and you guys denied it.
They liked it until George Pickens got hurt, and then there was no threat of throwing the ball more than 8 yards downfield. And the same thing's gonna happen this year. If DK gets hurt, there's gonna be no real outside threat. You could tell me it's Calvin Austin if you want, but if Metcalf is hurt and Calvin Austin is all of a sudden elevated to your number one wide receiver, he's gonna face the best coverage guy on the field every week and probably get bracketed or double teamed in certain spots. And guess what? There's no downfield threat anymore.
I'm going to probably put my kiss of death on this.
What?
about DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
In his 6 years in the league.
Uh-huh.
I think he's missed 3 games.
Okay.
4 games.
Way to just mush the whole thing and jinx it right now.
He's played 97 games. Well, 6 years, he's played like 97 games. I think he's missed 3 or 4.
Well, like Roger said, it's all about how you weather the storms. So I get it. But if you're all in on this year, yeah, I expected a little bit more in the receiver room.
They like what they have in the offensive or in the wide receiver room. Of course they're going to say that.
Right.
But they're looking to obviously upgrade it or at least provide some depth. Is there any depth out there that they can go and find? That's what Omar's doing right now. He's scouring. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I think another thing is, how much is Robert Woods getting paid? Now I think about it. Is he getting paid the minimum?
Let's look it up.
I think he might be getting, because there's the reason.
$2 million. Is that the veteran minimum? Close to it?
No, it's like one point, whatever. What I'm saying is, a lot of times, if you're on the roster week 2, that salary is guaranteed.
Okay.
So, a lot of times, that's why they might cut him and then bring him back type of situation as well. So, but you don't want to cut Robert Woods if
he's getting picked up by somebody.
Yeah,
he's going to get signed by somebody.
Yeah, you don't want to cut him just to, save a couple bucks.
And so, if you're Robert Woods and Omar comes to you and says, listen, Bobby Trees, my guy, we'd love to have you around, but we'd like to save a couple bucks too. So could you just hang out for a few weeks? And we'll give you a call in week 2 or week 3.
That's probably against the rules, maybe. Hey, here's a couple bucks. Don't sign anywhere.
Probably. I'm not saying, once again, we're not saying something is happening. We're providing opinions before something gets tweeted out. Thanks to our friends at Impact HVAC. All of a sudden, it got chilly out. I don't know what happened, but...
Ooh, 54 this morning. 54. Yeah.
And before you know it, I don't want to race through fall, but it's going to get cold, and you want to make sure the furnace is working. You can give them a call now. Make sure you got that tune-up scheduled to come out and take a look at it before things really do get cold. This is fake cold. Before things really do get cold. At Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook, you could message them there or just give them a call, 412-297-1852. Same still holds if your AC isn't doing what you want it to do and you're worried about things heating up here again towards the end of September, because inevitably they will. It'll get hot. And if your AC isn't doing what you want it to do, they'll come out and take a look and tell you what the problem is, whether it's just a minor repair, a little bit of maintenance, maybe a replacement. We hope not. We knock on wood. That's not the case. But Impact HVAC, PGH on Facebook, 412-297-1852. They're the guys to trust, and we appreciate their support of the show as well. Kenny Pickett is now a Raider. Kaboom. We bring it up not because the same person who tweeted out your Cam Johnston opinion as fact also once said that Kenny Pickett would be the next Joe Montana. But because to me, it's funny. I had a feeling that Kenny Pickett was not a first round pick. I said it at the time. I've stood by it the entire time. Kenny Pickett is not a starting quarterback in the NFL. And now he continues to be a backup. He's headed to Las Vegas. The fact that the Browns got a 5th round pick for this is, I don't know, maybe just a sign of the Raiders being desperate for a backup quarterback since Aiden O'Connell's hurt. I don't know, but best of luck, Kenny. His fourth or fifth different team in the last year and a half.
Well, you count Pitt, right?
I'm not counting Pitt. I'm counting NFL teams. So Pittsburgh, Philly, Cleveland, and now Las Vegas. His 4th NFL team in the last 18 months.
527 days.
There you go. That's exact. Did you get out a calendar and count?
No, I did that. I did that last night. So
proud of you.
I was curious about that. I mean, he's in the. I don't even know if he's in the murky middle. He's obviously not good enough to be a starter,
right?
But everybody seems to still want him.
I mean, again, Vegas is in a tough spot with O'Connell being hurt and not having really any other quarterbacks of note on the roster. Cam Miller, who they drafted in the sixth round this year. They need somebody who can take snaps in the event something happens to Geno Smith, who's not getting any younger. So that would, I guess, explain the sense of urgency they had in trading a draft pick of any kind for Pickett. But the Browns told us they were going to take four quarterbacks, and they inevitably backed off of that. And it sounds like the depth chart is going to go Flacco, Gabriel, Shador Sanders. I still think Shador is starting by like week six.
Oh, Flacco. Actually picked him up in my keeper fantasy league.
You're in a keeper fantasy league?
Yeah, for a while now. My team was, you know, I'm glad because Amari Cooper just got picked up.
Why did you pick up Flacco?
We had two more people late in the season and everybody's gone. My league's kind of goofy. There's literally 40 players on each team, so there's literally nobody you can pick up. It's really dumb.
So who's your starting quarterback?
Lamar.
Oh, that's not bad. You did good there.
I've had it for a while, Lamar. I've had a good team, but it just...
This isn't even really a keeper fantasy league. This is like a dynasty fantasy league.
Yeah, dynasty. I had Alvin Kamara.
I didn't know you even dipped your toes into this end of the pool, the fantasy football thing.
Literally, I've had my first... We could have the longest running fantasy football team in Western Pennsylvania.
How many years?
I think the first year was 1989.
What?
The funny thing is, I have the roster too. I just tweeted to my buddy the other day that we did.
So this is back when you were waiting for box scores the next morning.
Oh, not only that, it was worse than that. It was a Monday night game.
Oh, yeah.
You had to wait till Wednesday sometimes because it didn't make Tuesday's edition. That's why the great Pittsburgh Press was so valuable at that time.
Had to get your afternoon paper.
No, it's, you know, people nowadays don't understand the troubles we had to deal with.
No, it was a rough, rough world. Man.
And, you know, what I say always too, this holds true. Nobody cares who you voted for, and nobody cares about your fantasy team.
Maybe that's why I just assumed you weren't in one. But this is going on 36 years. You've been in the same. How much turnover has there been in the dudes
there's
in the
been
league?
There's been a lot of turnover. I have a Bible, we call it.
Are you the official record keeper?
I was the commish for a long time. I gave it up because I was getting tired of it. So we have the core, maybe six has been in it for like forever, but the other six probably like turnover.
Wow. I had no idea. I thought you were disgusted by this world.
People like Buzzsaw Adamski's in it now. Yoey's been in it probably for 20 years.
How does Yoey do?
He sucks. You see, this is how he does it. We do it through Yahoo now. Old days, you had to just, you know, newspaper or whatever. You do it through Yahoo now.
Right.
Well, you know how you do it, and they give you a grade right after. It's basically projected points. Mm-hmm. So he always drafts an extra quarterback just so he can get like an A or a top of the list ranking at the end there. And I know he does it every single time. He'll take three quarterbacks.
Does Yoey have a fantasy hockey league that he invites you to be in?
I don't think he does fantasy hockey. I don't know.
It would make a lot of sense.
I don't know what he does. I just know he got left off of the Pittsburgh Penguin Hall of Fame committee.
Well, what?
They just announced a Hall of Fame committee for Penguins or something.
Who's on it then?
Rossi and Jenna Harner and Andrew Stocky and Matt Wenzel.
No offense to any of those people. Why the hell is Yoey not on it?
One per outlet, I guess. I don't know. Ask him. I'm sure he's not happy.
Wow. This is like Malkin being left out of the top 100 players list. Yeah. This is – I'm aghast at this. What is going on?
I saw something briefly, and I just saw he was out, and I texted him and said, huh, where's your name? Well, I can't repeat what he said.
Yeah, well, you had to break his balls about it instantly. Good job by you. Real quick, before we wrap up, did you watch Monday Night Raw last night?
About four times. Well, last night. It was on at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I didn't watch it until like
I fell asleep on that one. I fell asleep on it again. I fell asleep on it just right now.
That's not a good sign.
Oh, I can't watch TV without falling asleep anymore. Then I'm up 20 minutes later. But I did see most of it. I saw the ending. I'm not quite sure. I hate when they start to put together tag team groups, and you can see Io Sky and Rhea Ripley is going to end up taking on
Asuka and
Kairi
Sane.
And obviously the Fatal 4-Way, which is interesting now.
Yeah.
It almost, I mean, yeet.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe there's a heel turn there, brother. Let me ask you something right now. Everybody thinks Cena's just going to be good guy rest of the way out, which we're all assuming that. Right.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice for him just to do last
and turn Boston, back again
in Boston, screw somebody, then walk off?
Yeah.
Oh, you talk about, you know, zigging when they're zagging.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm more curious. They're dropping Brock Lesnar nuggets along the way.
Oh, he's going to be at WrestlePalooza, right?
Is he? Is that confirmed, Mr. WWE reporter?
I think so. It's probably not confirmed, which I can't. Apparently, I can't get. It's not on YouTube TV. They're not carrying it?
No.
What's YouTube TV doing? Did you get the? You got
I don't
YouTube
know. TV? You might not have Fox.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You can't even watch freaking Texas and Ohio State.
Yikes. You gotta get yourself some bootleg cable, my friend.
What's that called? VSP, VPN? They said that's not gonna work though. So somebody say it.
Sure. I got a guy, don't worry.
I'm not spending $30 for that app. If I'm spending $30 for the ESPN app, I'm getting rid of YouTube TV.
Here's my question. If you have Disney Plus already, do you already get this stuff?
I don't know. I know they're hawking the three Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN app for $30 a month. I know they're pushing that now. I don't know if that's included or not now.
Interesting question. The one thing I did notice, and you mentioned it was on at 3 in the afternoon our time.
Justin got you good there, man. You do.
What?
The old scrambler box.
It's not a scrambler box, okay? Don't worry about it, Justin. I do not watch Spice Channel through the lines as soon as my parents leave the house.
Oh, yeah, the box for the pay-per-views back in 25 years ago.
You could also, if you were lucky, find Spice Channel through the lines, through the squiggly lines.
All you needed to do was hear it.
Just hear the noises. What 3 o'clock start because they were over in England, over in Birmingham. See, England.
I call it Birmingham, so I really annoyed me that I was like Birmingham. No, it's Birmingham. It's the Yinzer way.
How do you say Louisville?
Louisville.
Louisville. Say I'm things the way people want them to be said. It's not hard.
I say it like I do.
I want to say it.
Speaking of that, you know, you've seen this before. You saw that Cops episode about 25 years ago when they're in Pittsburgh. Come on. Everybody loves you. Get down.
Get down. Come on, get down. What's his name? Is his name Kenny? Is that what it is?
Kenny, come down. Kenny,
get down. Why are you doing this? We love you. It's the best. I love seeing that when it pops back up on social media.
I think Mikey and Big Bob again were playing with that the other day. Come on, Dan.
Because it never gets old. It doesn't.
You think they make that shit up, but it's true.
Totally real. I mean, just that's what, like 1992 or 93 or something.
And the cop comes on and goes, yeah, they almost got a Dan. Like, so you see that ref from the game a couple years ago. McAfee loved that one.
First Dan.
First Dan. Holy mackerel. You know where you hear a lot of that? You hear that when you go to the South Side. Some of those older gentlemen on the South Side sitting on the bench. Hey,
where the beautiful new Iron City beer clock is up now.
Ooh, biggest.
You see they lit it up the other day?
Than Big Ben?
What?
Did you know that's bigger clock face than Big Ben?
Really?
It's the biggest clock face like in the world or something like that.
I thought I heard it was the biggest in North America. Maybe North whatever. America.
No,
whatever.
It's bigger than Big Ben. Parliament.
Big Ben. Parliament.
Can't get left.
Speaking of Yinzers everywhere, Do you see, I don't know if he's a Yinzer or not. Do you see this guy in the front row at Raw last night with his Pirates hat on?
He has a bad taste in freaking baseball teams.
Come on.
It's true. I think you're just taking a picture of Becky Lynch's.
That's not Becky Lynch.
Who is that? Looks like her.
Who'd Becky cut a promo on? Nikki Bella.
That's an interesting title match. How can they give the strap to Nikki Bella?
I don't think they will. There'd be interference of some sort. But some dude in the front row in Birmingham, England, with his Pirates hat on. I don't know if he's actually a Yinzer or not, or just happens to like the black hat with the gold P. It is a standard bearer for great hats, but there he was. Pittsburgh, everywhere, always, as I say.
Well, he's from probably Birmingham. He probably, you know, like...
What if he's from, like, Portview, and he made the trip to England just to go to Raw?
No, just like R-Truth. He probably wanted to try to go to Birmingham, Alabama, and end up in Birmingham, England.
It was Dublin he couldn't get to. He went to Dublin, Georgia.
I wonder if that's true. I mean,
it's not true.
I don't want anything that's R-Truth.
Everything with R-Truth is a work, okay?
What are you telling me? Give me wrong information on my Paul Heyman.
What about Paul Heyman? That's not
like giving him an Emmy or something. What did you say it was?
No, you said you tweeted this morning. Paul Heyman should get an Oscar.
Yes, right? Because it's cinema. It's movies. They're making movies.
It's weekly TV. It's an Emmy he would get. But I agree, he should get one. But it wouldn't be an Oscar. It would be an Emmy.
What did you call it?
An Emmy, because that's what you call it. That's what the television awards are. They're Emmys.
I thought Emmy was Jesus. Which ones are the music ones?
Grammys.
Emmys, Grammys, Slammys.
Just give them a Slammy and call it a day.
I couldn't tell you last time I watched an award show.
It can be mildly entertaining sometimes if you just fast forward to the musical performances.
If you have, what's his name? From the guy that was at the McAfee show. I can never remember his name.
Could you be any less specific?
The guy from Tires, comedian. Not the one that looks like you.
Shane Gillis.
Yeah, I'm bad with names.
Yeah, Shane he did Gillis. Do a great job.
Oh, that's interesting. You do look like that Nate Bargatze guy.
I don't look like Nate Bargatze.
Yes, you do.
He's thinner than me. He's a little bit taller, I think. He's got the full beard now, and he's funnier. So,
well, he looks like you. I didn't say that you had more talent than him or you had the same size.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So that's going to do it for today's episode. Tomorrow, we'll do it again as soon as Kaboom gets home from his dentist appointment. Is that tomorrow?
Oh, shoot, I forgot all about that again. We'll practice tomorrow. Hold on.
There is no practice. Well, yeah, tomorrow's Wednesday, so there is practice. It's in the afternoon.
They seem to change that all the time.
Don't worry. They don't want you in the locker room anyway, you creeper. So as soon as you're done with your dentist appointment tomorrow, we'll go right around 10:30-ish or so. We'll go over whatever newsworthy stuff happens.
It's 1 to 3 tomorrow.
There you go. You're good. Whatever newsworthy stuff happens on cutdown day today at 4 o'clock, we'll go over it tomorrow and inch one day closer to the official kickoff of the NFL season. Maybe Kabali will drop some more hints about, I don't know, different fantasy leagues he's involved in. I had no idea about. Our winner of the Paul Skeens baseball still has not reached out, so he better do that.
I forget the guy's name.
I got to go back and look it up.
I think he's from Birmingham. I think he is from England or the UK, right?
How do we know that based on the
guy's... I think he has a Twitter, whatever his name was. It was like a really specific name. I can't remember it now.
Reach out to the guy then so we can send him his name. So we can send him his Paul Skeens baseball, and we'll cook up another giveaway here soon. But we got to thank each and every one of you, all 2,575 YouTube subscribers as of this moment. If you're not subscribed yet, go ahead and jump on it. Don't forget, if you follow on Instagram and you're one of the first 500 followers, we're at 358 right now. You're eligible to win this beautiful Yoli's Cucina and Craft House $100 gift certificate. It's just waiting for you, along with the Yoli Rollies.
Friday, they have a special after the football game. Mm-hmm. Me and the kid went up there.
How long did you stay into the second half? Because what was the score at halftime? Like 49-0?
55-0. It was the running clock, so we probably left right at the fourth quarter. Got up to Yoli's about 9:10. Got myself pizza, some Yoli rolls, some mangoes, and it was a nice special, nice Friday Night Light special there. Oh, those Yoli rolls are just like crack.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Yoli rollies and wings. It's the way to go. Their wings are delicious, too.
My kid loved the pizza. He goes, this is the best pizza I ever had.
All of it's good. Point is,
Instagram, follow.
Follow on Instagram. If you're one of the first 500, we'll do a random drawing to win that $100 Yoli's gift certificate. You can meet Kaboom there on a Friday night after a TJ game, maybe. And have
week, a Savannah Bananas, baby.
Ooh, when's that?
Friday.
Friday night? Okay.
Yeah, you got Savannah Bananas. You got the Rib Fest on Saturday. You got Pitt, Rib Fest, Savannah Bananas. Don't go anywhere near North Shore.
Pitt Duquesne game. What's the spread on that thing?
42, maybe? 40-ish?
Put up your Dukes.
I love the Dukes because you know what? They're not even staying in a hotel or anything. They're just coming straight from
their dorm campus room.
And taking the old Matthews bus line down.
What if they just picked up their helmet and their pads and just jumped on the tee?
Already, they already have the pads and helmet on, like ninth grade football. You had to get dressed before you went to the
right.
Game. Yep.
By the way, for those of you in the area that heard about it over the weekend,
look at this legend jumping in right now on the YouTube.
Who's jumping in on the YouTube? I'm not looking at all the comments right. Oh, there's our guy Phil. Best of luck handling the Dukes on Saturday, Phil. You never know when Deuce might pull a Deuce. But you mentioned ninth grade football. Hope everybody in Aliquippa is doing okay after that middle school football team bus crash over the weekend. Haven't heard a lot of updates, but hopefully everyone is doing okay. This Saturday afternoon, while all the nonsense is going on the North Shore, I'll be up in beautiful Happy Valley taking the kids to watch Penn State blow out Nevada.
I hope you're not in one of those goofy stands of portable stands.
No. We're not. We're over on the other side.
Oh, God, man.
Over on the Penn State sideline. Not on the side.
I don't know if you're kidding me enough to go up in those.
Fine. What are you worried about?
Dude, that's made out of tinfoil.
It'll be fine. Just
relax. Did you see the video they put out? Because they must have heard that everybody's like, oh geez. They're like, even the linemen can go up here, and the linemen were walking the top of the thing and say, boy, this is sturdy. Yeah, seven kids. Put 30,000 up there.
It'll be fine. Cool your jets. Fine,
but you ain't gonna see my rear end up there.
No. Go come sit on the Penn State side of the stadium. You'll be good.
I'll be sitting. You know what I gotta do Saturday? Girl, my daughter's first cheerleading. I got to go to Bethel Park to watch a fifth grade cheerleading.
What, at like 9 in the morning?
No, it's like late. No, it's maybe 12 or 1, but there's one later in the year. It's like 5 o'clock. I'm like, jeez, at Mount Lebanon. But Bethel Park, I got to go to Bethel Park to watch a fifth grade football team.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's part of the gig. Ugh. You've gone worse places to cover the Steelers.
I've gone to worse places, man. I used to.
You're gonna have to go to Cleveland later this year. So suck it up, pal.
Some of the best places I ever covered games in high school were Clareton at Duquesne, Duquesne at Clareton. Places where they're like, "Hey, you guys can't go outside because there's just a shooting right there." I mean, that's where I grew up, man. That's where I cut my teeth in the business. I've thought nothing of going to Clareton, Duquesne, McKeesport. I love that place. I love those guys.
You fit right in there.
Some of my favorite places, some of my favorite memories is going to Duquesne Clareton games.
All right, before you start to tear up and get wistful about the old days, we're going to wrap it up. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll talk about whatever else happens to the roster. Don't forget to follow on all the social media. I mentioned YouTube and Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, all of it. And we'll do it again tomorrow morning, and Kaboom will have shiny, clean teeth. He'll get right in there.
She'll say, "Ooh, I'm not very happy with the, your gums bleeding." I'm like, "Don't use that really sharp instrument and start jabbing me then." Of course it's going to bleed.
All right, that does it for today's episode. We'll talk again tomorrow. It's Kabali and Mac. Thank you.